Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a hate crimes bill moving its way to the Senate right now. It's already out of committee to heavily restrict free speech in the United States. There is another bill not being billed as hate speech law, but that's what it is. It says if you make somebody feel bad, this is the Soviet model of hate speech or what they have in England now, the government decides if what you said is hurtful. And then you will be arrested under a felony. I just so happen to have the bill. And it's strange that I saw this linked by Kurt Nemo up on Infowars.com yesterday, and I did some net searches on it and didn't find it anywhere else but Boing Boing, one of the big aggregate news sites, one of the big aggregators. That's it. This is more draconian than any speech bill I've ever seen. This is not like the fairness doctrine restricting what you can and can't say on talk radio. This isn't a fairness doctrine for the internet. This is you will be charged with a felony if you say something that hurts somebody's feelings. And in Canada and in Europe, we know what this model is. You speak out against foreigners overrunning the government bringing them in with welfare money to break down the society and to have a voting bloc to leverage out the indigenous population. You get fined, you get feed, you get arrested. I mean, it's really happening. And finally, maybe some Americans will become concerned because Michael Savage, one of the neocon kings of talk radio, one of the kings of neocondom, who's called for putting people that disagree with the war in forced labor camps, he's now getting some of his own medicine, and they're saying, hey, we don't like your behavior criticizing immigrants and open borders. That's actually what Joaquin, I like to call her, no, actually Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary running the Big Brother command system in Airstrip 1, she said, you don't get to come here. And this is a message to Brits and others. You'll be arrested if you talk like him. So this is the political correctness gone to the next level. This is where it's supposed to go. We need a detailed article at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com because every time I mention BBC reporters being arrested for saying the word homosexual, I'm not kidding, Robin Page and others, folks don't believe me. I'm getting emails and see comments. Hey, if you don't know how to use a search engine, I'm sorry for you, but it's all posted on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com in years past. But since we're, you know, not in Christmas past but Christmas present, we'll write some new articles about that because this is a central issue. And so what I need Paul Watson to do is to do a master article, kind of a lexicon of a few dozen of the big mainstream news articles where they report it's good. You know, the BBC saying, oh, it's good our reporter was arrested with his rural affairs show. You don't say the word homosexual. That hurts people's feelings, you see, because you can ban any word you want in this Orwellian system by having one of the kept pet groups. In Germany, it was the Nazi Party. Today, you know, a gay or lesbian group. It has nothing to do with gay or lesbians. It's just a political weapon. And they say, we decided the word homosexual hurts our feelings. And, of course, they're proposing in Canada, England, Australia, Europe proper on the continent itself to come right out and ban criticizing man-made climate change because they don't want us debating them. They don't want us showing that it's the sun activity that drives the whole kit, kat, and caboodle. They want to shut down debate. They are announcing that they're going to shut down debate, that they're going to restrict free speech. They've introduced bills. You know, there's a San Francisco Chronicle article today going, what's up with these crazy gun owners? You know, if you thought gun sales had doubled, well, now they've even increased. It's all-time records with literal people waiting outside gun shops in the morning when they open and gun shows running in, grabbing everything not nailed down, foaming at the mouth. These people are totally insane. There's no gun control. No, they've just introduced a treaty that CNN even reports will basically ban guns in the U.S. The Attorney General says ban all guns before the Supreme Court. But their military tactic is to deny, deny, deny. This is not an assault. Stand down.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact, if your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, if you see the film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, you'll witness Daniel Estulin, but two different Bilderberg sources, along with Jim Tucker, reporting that they plan to run oil in 2006 up from $65 a barrel to $150. That they would then run the stock market back up and then plunge it by popping the subprime mortgage real estate market. Now, those are exact words, and that is exactly what happened. And that's also, we put a clip of that in the Obama deception. Now, Glenn Beck reportedly, the last two nights, has been covering Bilderberg Group and how they're planning to destroy America. So now Fox News is talking about Bilderberg Group, when Sky Television, owned by Rupert Murdoch, did a hit pieces on me just 3 years ago saying it didn't exist. There's a report up on PrisonPlanet.com from Daniel Estulin. Leaked agenda, Bilderberg Group plans economic depression. Elitists divided on whether to quickly sink economy and replace it with New World Order or set in motion long agonizing depression. Well, they've already implemented the long agonizing depression, and I will tell you that is the game plan. But remember, you know, Tucker was able to say they were going to have a stage falling in the Berlin Wall next year from Bilderberg. They were able to say Bush is going to sign on to Kyoto and say he believes in man-made global warming. And most of the Republican Party is. And they did months after that was reported in 2007 from Istanbul, Turkey. That's an endgame. And then we told you in 2008 it was going to be Barack Obama. He was there. They literally kidnapped the press. They told him, get on a plane, get on Obama's campaign plane. He's about to be here. Get on Hillary's plane. They're all going to Chicago. Two different, and then suddenly Obama wasn't on the plane. They locked the doors and took off, and the press secretary said, oh, he's in a secret meeting. Then they took the media on a goose chase to three different houses. Dianne Feinstein and others weren't there. Well, we contacted the media and said, they're right here. Media didn't care, wouldn't report on it. That's why the Obama deception is so important. So I'm going to read this article coming up at the bottom of the hour, but it's up on prisonplanet.com right now. On the eve of the 2009 Bilderberg Group Conference, which is due to be held at the five-star Palace Hotel in Greece, investigators reported Daniel Esselin has uncovered shocking details of what the elitists plan to do with the economy over the course of the next year. The Bilderberg Group meeting is an annual confab of around 150 of the world's most influential power brokers in government, industry, banking, media, academia, and military-industrial complex. The secretive group operates under Chatham House rules, meaning that no details of what is discussed can ever be leaked to the media, despite editors of the world's biggest newspapers, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Financial Times of London, being present at the meetings. According to Esselin's sources, that would have always been impeccable, which have proven highly accurate in the past. Bilderberg is divided on whether to put into motion either a prolonged, agonizing depression that dooms the world to decades of stagnation, decline, and poverty, or an intense but short depression that paves the way for the new sustainable economic world order with less sovereignty but more efficiency. The information takes an added weight when one considers that the fact that Esselin's previous economic forecasts, which were based on leaks from the same sources, have proven deadly accurate. Esselin correctly predicted the housing crash and 2008 financial meltdown as a result of what his sources inside Bilderberg told him the elite were planning based on what was said at their 2006 meeting in Canada and 2007 conference in Turkey. Details of the economic agenda were contained in a pre-meeting booklet handed out to Bilderberg members. On a more specific note, Esselin warns that Bilderberg are fostering a false picture of economic recovery, suckering investors into plowing their money, same thing in 2006, back into stock market again, only to later unleash another massive downturn, which will create massive losses and searing financial pain in the months ahead, according to the Canadian Free Press report. According to Esselin, Bilderberg is assuming that U.S. unemployment figures will reach around 14% by the end of the year. They're already really at 18, folks. According, almost doubling the current figure of 8.1%. That's the Cook number. Esselin sources also tell him that Bilderberg will again attempt to push for the enactment of the Libsyn Treaty, a key centerpiece of the agenda to fully entrench the federal EU superstate by forcing the Irish to vote again on the document that in September and October, despite having rejected it already, along with the European nations in national referendums. I'm going to read more of this coming up when I get more into detail at the bottom of the hour. I've got some other news I want to cover first. But here's the issue. Everything Esselin's saying is already in Parliament meetings. I watch online. The European Parliament has their own stinking YouTube channel, just like Obama does. But it's helpful because I've sat and watched hours of it, and there's hours of debate every day. There's no way for anybody to watch it all. But you should go watch it and see what you can find. I mean, it's unbelievable. They openly announce world government, world taxation, world regulation, a new world superstate run by a bank of the world that'll tax everything we do, world taxing authorities, tax rates of 80% globally, how they're going to force in September, if they can, another Libsyn Treaty vote, not just in Ireland, but they're going to try in several other nations. We just talked to Esselin. He said he will come on. Esselin just had twins a year ago. He's been very hard to get on since then, but he promised that before Bilderberg he would come back on when I talked to him a few weeks ago. Rob just talked to him. He said he will come on. He is out with his kids. He gave us the publicist number. Did you talk to him on the phone?
Yeah. I talked to him on his cell phone.
Did you twist his arm?
I didn't have to twist his arm. I just invited him on. He said, yes, he'd love to come on.
Yeah, that's what he did. He's gentlemanly. He's in Spain. He lives in Spain now. But the point is, that's what, you need to call him up.
Mm-hmm.
Give me his number.
Well, I have his number.
No, it's fine, but let me have the number. I'm going to call him during the break. I want him on today.
Okay.
And I understand he's... it doesn't even matter. You watch the European Parliament. They admit all this anyways. But I want to get him on.
All right.
And the publicist... listen, I know he said he wants to come on. I mean, you tell him to want him on today?
Yeah.
Did he say to do it today?
Well, he said he's in the middle of the street with his kids on his cell phone. So that's what he told me.
But I do stuff in the middle of the street with my kids on a cell phone all the time, too. Oh, listen.
But you're an amazing superhuman.
Oh, yeah, I am. Oh, yeah, I'm superhuman. Give me a break. Dude, I tell you what, you're an amazing superhuman. Anyways, will you just, I don't know, it's all the thrill of the chase. Once it doesn't even matter. Will you call him back and say, look, Alex says this is hot. He really wants you on now with full details.
Okay.
Even if it's 10 minutes, we'll get him on next week or whenever he wants. Just tell him, give me 10 minutes of the next 3 hours.
Okay.
Just please. Thank you. Launch operations. You know what? Call Tucker up. Let's get Tucker's response to this, too. I'm sure he's out smoking cigarettes at American Free Press in their garden, as they say, across the pond, where free speech has been totally banned. Okay, I'm now all over the map. I'm now all over the map. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a controlled depression. Just like we have George Soros at the Davos, Switzerland meeting 2 months ago, kind of the public Bilderberg group meeting. That's what it is. The public face of Bilderberg. And he's there and he says, yeah, we've plunged gas prices, oil prices artificially to bankrupt Venezuela, Russia and the Middle East to help bring in the world depression. And then he got in mainstream news 2 weeks ago and said, I'm having a great crisis. This is the culmination of my life and my work. And starts bragging how he's involved engineering it. And that was in scores of papers because that was in a press conference. Just Google George Soros, I'm having a great crisis. I mean, this is the type of stuff this guy does. And then meanwhile, we've got Bilderberg being talked about by Becky. And, of course, he said he's going to get to the bottom of Bilderberg. No, does it exist? I'm sure he'll tell us in a month. I looked at it. I really wanted to believe it existed. It doesn't exist. Or, oh, I've got a straw man for you. I'm going to tell you if the camps exist. A month later, I'm sorry, they don't exist. I've got a straw man for you. You know, the government admits they exist, but I'll go to one kook thing that Alex has been exposing for a decade and Will hanging around his neck. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to get to the bottom of the president. You know, we told you day one last week when it came out that you had Air Force Two, one of the Air Force spares, one of the five doomsday planes, literally, is their nickname in the Air Force. Because they fly around as mobile command centers, as the president's backup. You have it flying between buildings at just a few hundred yards away. The F-16s were 50 yards away, the news was reporting. I mean, screaming right by buildings. People were totally terrified. They were flying back and forth in lower Manhattan. And I got on air and I said, ladies and gentlemen, they knew this would terrorize people. There's been no big air traffic light anywhere around there since 9/11. People panic when they see a Cessna flying off course out there. They knew what this was. This is some type of psyop. And then it comes out that there are secret documents on record where the Secret Service, FBI, and others were told a month before, we're going to do this. Don't tell the locals. Tell the police, but don't tell the mayor. And we're going to do this. And then they said, we're not going to tell you what it's for. Then they claimed it was a photo op when anybody could have just photoshopped Air Force One flying by New York. I mean, this is bizarre. What is the psyop? I don't know. Clearly, you can guess, it's meant to bring back fears of 9/11 in the middle of the swine flu epidemic, the so-called pandemic that they were hyping, to somehow the psychiatrists testing this in the psych warfare divisions and black ops believed it would magnify the mass psychosis and maybe implant the psychosis in others that don't have a medical phobia, but somehow bring back the 9/11 fear, which gave Bush a 90%+ approval rating in the rallying around the savior system mode, rallying around the chief mode, and to create some type of mass neurosis. That's probably what it is. And then now they admit, it's secret, we're not going to tell you, it's not really a photo op, we're not going to release photos, we're just going to terrorize you when you feel like it. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drive by. You know, that's how things work now. By the way, there's all these articles, you know, is the government planning to take your pension funds? Of course they are. That's what the IMF and World Bank documents say they're planning. and the attacks on free speech or Legion will cover it all.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is economic warfare. This is conquest by the offshore private banks. They publicly brag about it. It's all a big joke. It's funny to them. They've militarized the police, set up surveillance grids to suppress the domestic populations so they can carry out this criminal operation against the people. The system is openly announcing the Internet 2, the end of net neutrality, shutting down free speech on the web, taxing the web, doing everything they can to control it. They've introduced legislation that is rampaging through the House and Senate, moving very, very quickly to arrest anyone who hurts anyone's feelings. No more free speech. They are all over Europe and Canada banning people criticizing the government in any way or criticizing immigrants. They started all of this by saying, let's take the rights of the Nazis. People said, yeah, they're unsavory. Take their rights. Fools. When you take anybody's right to free speech, you lose it. And notice it's the so-called left. You know, the big proponents of free speech, that they're really the ones coming after the free speech. Because they're not the left. There is no right. There's only New World Order parties that are bought and paid for in different flavors of New World Order boots stomping on your face. You know, they're kicking you in the mouth, kicking your teeth out, and one boot's got cherry flavor on the end of it, and one boot's got grape flavor on the end of it. One flavor, you know, one boot's got pineapple flavor on the end of it. Do you really care what color or what flavor the boot is that's kicking your teeth in, stomping your teeth in? I mean, that's really about what we're talking about here. I prefer the puppet wearing a blue hat. I prefer the puppet wearing a green hat. I prefer the marionette wearing a black hat. Things have really changed. We've got a marionette that's half white, and then 90% Arab, and the other half. You know, his African half is 90% Arab and 10% African. Great. So everything's okay then, right? The New World Order is going to be nice to me. And the media is just injecting and injecting and injecting and injecting race into everything now. The so-called left gets up on radio and TV and print and says, you just don't like black people. To anything now. You don't like the banks taking over? They'll just put race in the article. You catch bribery going on at the Texas Capitol with people being paid off, and it just happens to be a black person being paid off, and they say, oh, you don't like black people. They're the ones pimping race. They're the ones sticking it in everything. They're the ones hyping it up. They're poverty pimps. They're limousine liberals. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the text of H.R. 1966 in the current Congress to amend Title 18 United States Code with respect to cyberbullying. And, you know, they've got cases of, oh, well, people bullied somebody in school and it made them commit suicide, so we have to get rid of the First Amendment. This will all be selectively enforced. They get all the soccer moms, yeah, somebody bullied my daughter too. Put them in federal prison. There goes the First Amendment. They've always got their little excuses. Law professor Eugene Volk writes about the House of Representatives bill proposal, Representative Linda T. Sanchez and 14 others, this is as it was introduced, that would make it a federal felony to use your blog, social media like MySpace and Facebook, or other media on the web to cause substantial emotional distress through severe, repeated, and hostile speech. And it goes on to say anything hurtful. A communication means an electronic transmission between or among points specified by the user or information of the user's choosing without change in the form or content of information is sent or received. Electronic means any equipment dependent on electrical power to access an information service, including email, instant messaging, blogs, websites, telephones, text messages. And it's any system that transmits interstate or foreign commerce or any communication with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means to support severe, repeated, and hostile behavior. So remember the feds in Rhode Island and Oregon in 2002 when they were riding high after the staged terror attacks of 9/11, and the governor of Rhode Island was in the local newspaper, and the chairman of the committee, when he got a lot of, first it was about to pass, and then the Oregonian reported on it, AP did, and he backed off and said, look, I'm just introducing what the feds asked me to introduce. And it said, in that Oregon bill, written by the feds, it said, criticizing the government, lobbying government, is coercive and is punishable by life in prison or 25 years in a forced labor forest camp. Forest camp. Remember the girl on MySpace that made fun of her teacher so she got 6 months in a, quote, forest labor camp with the judge getting paid off just to put kids who were innocent in jail? Remember that a few weeks ago on CNN? Folks, this is what they want to do. Let's talk about what they're trying to do right now. Going after Michael Savage is only the beginning.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
We'll see if I'm able to get Daniel Estulin with breaking inside info. He has contacts with two actual Bilderberg members. That's right. Even out of 125 of the world's elite, we got a couple of them that, at great risk to themselves, leak us information. That's been a secret for many years. It's no longer a secret, so we'll put that out here on air. And that's the reason the New World Order is going to fall. They've got infiltrators in our midst, and no doubt of that, we've got infiltrators in their midst. And so the battle goes on eternal. Okay, it's just, I've got absolutely masses of vital news and information. I want to do a breakdown on the attack on the First Amendment. It is so massive here in the United States. The attack on free speech globally is just going at light speed. I mean, just 10 years ago, they would call this hardcore tyranny what's happening in Europe, England, and Canada. It would be called hardcore Soviet slash Nazi tyranny. Everything we were taught in school, just everything. Secret police, cameras, spying on citizens, the military on the streets, the military taking over schools and turning them into open recruiting grounds, youth brigades, tattletale squads. I mean, let's say there's a list of 200, that's just a random number. But, I mean, I could fill up 200 easy. 200 things a tyrant does. 200 things a tyranny does. They're doing every single one of them. Chiefly trying to intimidate everybody and admit they're setting up tyranny to scare learned and well-read and people that are informed historically and folks that have street smarts and know tyranny when they see it, even if they haven't studied history. Now, that acclimates the further, you know, dumbed-down public. That just further dumbs them down to just accept tyranny as normal and that tyranny is freedom. But for those of us that are informed, it is an open declaration of war and a sharp-clawed threat to everybody. And it is a chilling effect. And societies that give into this chilling effect always fall to the worst and blackest forms of corruption and oppression. And there's no doubt they have thrown down the gauntlet. They have blown their trumpet of war. They are engaging us on every front. I mean, look, when they savagely are stealing upwards of $2 trillion a month, folks, when they're stealing $2 trillion a month just in the banker takeover, and Congress wants another $92 billion a month here and a 50-something billion there, I mean, they have butchered us. If you want an analogy, they have decapitated the country. The country's already bled out. That much money, we're totally bankrupt. It's over. Just, they've put enough torpedoes into us. Let's say we're a 100,000-ton battleship. They put about 500 torpedoes into us. I mean, they hit us with everything. They blew us sky high. The magazine blew up. We're on the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Okay? There's your maritime World War II naval engagement analogy. They blew this country to bits. They broke the family up. They've got the population that's indigenous at a 1.3% replacement rate of the children. The country's dead. The West is dead. Overrun. Gone. Over. Done. Destroyed. New World Order victory. Now, that said, that is if we continue down this current path. If we have a complete revelation, a restoration of freedom and liberty, a complete revolution individually in our minds, if we are born again in the spirit of liberty and freedom against tyranny, if we have complete conversions to face what we're dealing with and to shake off the propaganda and the brainwashing and get our will back and get our fury back and get our guts back, this will only make us stronger. We start with the financial issue. You know, these dirtbag criminal bankers offshore that have spent $14-plus trillion in 7 months. The new numbers, as you know, came out 2 days ago. It was 12.8, now it's 14-plus trillion. AP says 14.2, Bloomberg saying 14.8. Regardless, it's over 14 trillion. That is a trillion more than the GDP 7 months in. They're going to be at 26 trillion. I know I keep making this point. 26 trillion a year into the banker takeover. Now, that's double the GDP in a year. That's criminal. That's a fraud. That would more than twice over pay off all the mortgages in the United States. Not the bad mortgages, not the jumbo loans, all the mortgages more than twice. Twice. All the credit card debt, all the car loans, everything. It'd pay everything off. You could pay off all the housing loans, all of them, all mortgages. Mortgages on $60 million penthouses and $20 million chateaus and $200,000 bungalows and $100,000 rural homes. Everything paid off. Interest, everything. 30-year mortgages, everything. Pay it off one time with $12.9 trillion, according to Bloomberg and AP and others that have broken it down. Like, you can Google that headline. Bailout would pay for mortgages. Now that they're going to double that, that would pay off all the credit cards many times over, all the car loans many times over, small business loans over and over, everything. So when they sit there going, oh, we're still trying to unclog a few bad mortgages, they are liars. They are selling you on fraudulent debt you do not owe. They are selling you on a fraud, on Ponzi, made-up, shyster projections, holograms of wealth. It's a simulation. And they're telling you, oh, we're going to fix it. Just give us trillions more every month. Oh, look at the armies here to run checkpoints. The governor doesn't like it in Tennessee, so what, we're doing it. Oh, the Marines are here at drunk driving checkpoints. That's okay for the community. That's good. Oh, we're taking over all these big public schools. The Marine Corps is taking over public schools. And the Marines are going to run it. And then they threaten your kids. They've got to sign on to join or they're arrested. Totally illegal. They just do it. And all over the news every day, I see scores of articles where police just openly pull people over now in Texas and Alabama and Illinois and everywhere and just take your car, take your jewelry. They just grab women's jewelry officially. And nothing happens. I've got several articles today. Just nothing. We're like Mexico, just collapsing, thieving, stealing the police and government, grabbing everything they didn't nail down. Cops pull you over in Illinois. This is a nice Corvette. This is a nice SRT Charger. That's one of the ones in the article. I'm taking it. I like it. And if the person argues, they take them down to the police station. This is in CNN today. They get reporting on the locals, so they don't tell you the feds are doing it as well. You know, they'll, oh, look at this East Texas town. They pull you over and they take your jewelry and wallet and they take you to the police station and they tell you they're going to charge you with money laundering if you don't sign an agreement to give it to them. Total Soviet Union. Sign this or we'll put you in prison. There have been Texas cases where they take, one case, $4,000 out of a woman's, 80-something-year-old woman, out of her purse. Woman had no criminal record. It was her money. Everybody knows old women carry around a lot of money when they're on road trips. And they just took it. And the court said, you can keep it. Doesn't matter. Hey, old ladies exist for cops to pull them over and take their money. And you know what happens? The system protects the bad cops that were a minority. So the good cops get out. The public begins to hate the police and mistrust them, and that's what the New World Order loves even more. They love the gang psychology of now the public really starts hating the cops, so the cops start hearing the briefings, see, everybody's against you. You got to stick together. We got to cover up for bad cops or, you know, they'll overrun us. And then the culture gets more and more and more and more corrupt. That's how this works, and it's all planned out. And it's working like a charm. And the bankers said offshore in Switzerland and in Portugal and in Spain and in the Cayman Islands and in the British Virgin Islands and in the Turks and Caicos and in the Cook Islands and in New Zealand and big armored compounds with guards with machine guns. And they just sit around waging war worldwide with huge supercomputers systematically tracking how they're running their operations. So I'm going to get into the attack on the First Amendment in a few minutes, but first let me read this article and break it down up on prisonplanet.com that needs to go mega viral right now. Leaked agenda. Bilderberg Group plans economic depression. On the eve of the 2009 Bilderberg Group conference, which is due to be held at the five-star Astor Palace Hotel in Greece, investigative reporter Daniel Estlin has uncovered shocking details of what the elites plan to do with the economy over the course of the next year. The Bilderberg Group meeting is an annual confab of 150 of the world's most influential power brokers in government, industry, banking, media, academia, and military-industrial complex. The secretive group operates under Chatham House rules, meaning that no details of what is discussed can ever be leaked to the media, despite editors of the world's biggest newspapers, the Washington Post, New York Times, Financial Times, being present at the meeting. And finally, mainstream news is reporting Bilderberg and their leaked minutes where they set up the EU covertly, they set up NAFTA and GATT covertly, they're the ones calling for world government, they're the reason, you know, they're the financiers, why you hear every politician talking about our global community and our regions, no longer nations, as they just brainwash the public. According to Esalen's source, which have proven highly accurate in the past, Bilderberg is divided on whether to put into motion either a prolonged, agonizing depression that dooms the world to decades of stagnation, decline, and poverty, or an intense but shorter depression that paves the way for a new sustainable economic new world order. Now, folks, a sustainable economic world order paves the way for an efficient. When you hear stuff like this, with less sovereignty, more efficiency means you don't have a high standard of living. They say that's bad for the earth. They say they want to lower your standard of living. That's what that means. They consolidate industry into a managed economy. The information takes on added weight when one considers the fact that Esalen's previous economic forecasts, which were based on leaks from the same sources, I would add Bilderberg Group members. Paul, please add the endgame link to that, and please add, once you've linked to the clip That'd be, I think, part three of Eshtalon, part three from, you find them on the web chopped up, of the Obama deception, because we cover his predictions. You know, with him in the hotel saying, no, they told me they're going to run gas up from $45, $60 a barrel to $150 to bankrupt everything, and then they're going to plunge the stock market for sucking everybody in 2008, exactly what happened. But again, his previous predictions have proven deadly accurate. Eshtalon correctly predicted the housing crash 2008 financial meltdown as a result of what sources inside Bilderberg told him were the elite planning based on what was said at their 2006 meeting in Canada, 2007 conference in Turkey. The tales of the economic agenda were contained in a pre-meeting booklet being handed out to Bilderberg members. On a more specific note, Eshtalon warns that Bilderberg are fostering a false picture of economic recovery, sucking investors into plowing their money into stock market, again only to later unleash another massive downturn which will create massive losses and searing financial pain in the months ahead, reports the Canadian Free Press, linking to his report. Yeah, I would say here that this is exactly how they operate. And this is exactly what all our folks with inside connections have been reporting to us. But also what Soros and others are bragging publicly, they can't help themselves, is that they're going to jack it up another time before they plunge it again. But each time they jack it up, it doesn't go to the previous height of the last height. So what I would do if I had stocks and bonds, and I said this when it was at 14,000, and I said this when it was back up at 12,000, I said, folks, when it hits a high, dump half of what you got. Now, that's what I do. You know, take your own advice. That's what I would do. Dump half of what you got. But be safe. Hedge your bets. One of their concerns is addressing and neutralizing the anti-Libsyn treaty movement called Libertas, led by Declan Gandley. One of the Bilderberg planned moves is to use a widespread campaign in the U.S. media suggesting that Gandley is being funded by an arms dealer in the U.S. linked to the U.S. military. Yeah, they always do stuff like that. That's what the government uses conspiracy theories against people with no proof. Like they say, I work for some Saudi person, no proof, it's always just made up. Or I work for the Vatican, no proof, always made up. Or they say, I work for ABC, total lie, we lease a satellite, that's how you're on radio. But see, notice how we're under attack the same ways, folks. These are operatives that are doing this, or they're useful idiots who are just mentally ill. And they've sure screwed the society up. Daniel Eshtalon, Jim Tucker, and other sources who have infiltrated Bilderberg meetings in the past have routinely provided information about the Bilderberg agenda that later plays out on the world stage, proving that the organization is not merely a talking shop, as debunkers claim. Well, previously debunkers said it didn't exist, but an integral planning forum for the New World Order agenda. Indeed, just last month, Belgian Viscount and current Bilderberg chairman Etienne Davignon bragged that Bilderberg helped create the euro by first introducing the policy agenda, we have a link to a mainstream article there, for a single currency in the 1990s. Bilderberg's agenda for a European federal superstate and a single currency likely backed even further. A BBC investigation uncovers documents from the early Bilderberg meetings which confirm the European Union was a brainchild of Bilderberg. In the spring of 2002, when the war hawks and the Bush administration were pushing for a summer invasion of Iraq, Bilderbergs expressed their desire to delay for a year, and the attack was not launched until March the following year. In 2006, Eshtalon predicted that the U.S. housing market would be allowed to soar before the bubble was currently popped, which is exactly what happened. In 2008, Eshtalon predicted that Bilderberg were creating the conditions for a financial calamity, which is exactly what began a few months later with the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Bilderberg has routinely flexed its muscles in establishing its role as kingmaker. The organization routinely selects presidents, candidates, as well as running mates and prime ministers. Bill Clinton and Tony Blair were both groomed by the secretive organization in the early 1990s before rising to prominence. Barack Obama's running mate, Joe Biden, was selected by Bilderberg luminaries James A. Johnson, and John Kerry's 2004 running mate, John Edwards, were also anointed by the group. So was Rick Perry, I would add. After he gave a glowing speech at the conference in 2004, Bilderberg attendees even broke House rules to applaud Edwards at the end of a speech he gave to the elitist about American politics. The choice of Edwards was shocking to media pundits who had fully expected Dick Gephardt to secure the position in the 2004 VP position. The New York Post even reported that Gephardt had been chosen and Kerry Gephardt stickers were being placed on campaign vehicles before being removed when Edwards was announced as Kerry's number two under orders of Bilderberg. A 2008 Portuguese newspaper report highlighted the fact that Pedro Santana Lopez and Jose Socrates attended the 2004 meeting in Stresa, Italy, before both going on to become Prime Minister of Portugal. Several key geopolitical decisions were made at last year's Bilderberg meeting in Washington, D.C., again emphasizing the fact that the confab is far more than an informal get-together. As we reported at the time, Bilderberg were concerned the price of oil was accelerating too fast after hitting $150 a barrel and wanted to ensure that oil prices would probably begin to decline. Yeah, I forgot we reported that even before Lindsay Williams did. I forgot that from Bilderberg in June. We reported that. I forget all the stuff we report.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Paging through this Bilderberg article. As we reported at the time, PrisonPlanet.com, you make these connections. That's right. I forget everything we get from inside Bilderberg when I was up there in D.C. I remember how crazy the news sounded when I went on air and said, Bilderberg thinks gas prices are too high. They're going to plunge them to bankrupt Venezuela. My gosh, we reported that before Lindsay Williams. And then a month later, he called us and said he was told the same thing by his source, which no doubt got it from Bilderberg. See, we underestimate the amount of stuff we break. Like, it's making the rounds now. Myself on March 5th, started the show saying they're going to launch a fake swine flu attack as a beta test for the real one. I just get all these pieces together and understand the enemy to such a level. I'm not bragging. It's just if you immerse yourself in something and have a good brain and have all these experts in different fields you talk to, you. But then we're not good at crowing our own successes because we just put the info out and move forward. Just like I told you, they were going to have military drills with the military out helping at drunk driving checkpoints for PR purposes. Because I know how they operate. I know drunk driving is their excuse to set up a police state and to get rid of the Bill of Rights already. So I can understand they would do that. I've been saying that for years. And then what does the Army announce a few months ago? We're going to help at DWI checkpoints, and so are the Marines. You're not for drunks, are you? I just understand these people. And I'm telling you, they're hardcore and they mean business. We ought to do a big toot our own horn article. Because I'm looking right here at the PrisonPlanet.com article that we did back in early June, months before, I guess a month plus before when Lindsay Williams went public. And that didn't take away from Lindsay's contact with the former head of a major oil company that he worked with telling him all this. I just can't keep track of all the powerful info we put out here, ladies and gentlemen. That's up to you out there, because we're a small operation. As we reported at the time, Bilderberg were concerned that the price of oil was accelerating too fast. It hit $150 a barrel and wanted to ensure that oil prices would probably begin to decline. This is exactly what happened in the latter half of 2008 as oil again sunk below $50 a barrel. We were initially able to predict the rapid rise of oil in 2005 when oil was at $40 because Bilderberg had called for prices to rise during the year's meeting in Munich to $150, I would add. During the conference in Germany, Henry Kissinger told his fellow attendees that the elite would resolve to ensure that oil prices would double over the course of the next 12 to 24 months, which is exactly what happened. There is more to that report up on PrisonPlanet.com right now in Paul Watson's article if you want to read the other key information. But guys, do me a favor, print the Prison Planet, that citation number 12, as we reported. It's on the second page. Bilderberg, as we reported, Bilderberg was concerned the price of oil was accelerating too fast. And then at the time, well, I mean, now we have George Soros coming out and saying they've engineered it and saying he's having a great crisis and he loves what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, get in-game blueprint for global enslavement. Show this to people. See, these are evergreen films. Evergreen just stays powerful and doesn't get old. That's the kind of films I want to make, evergreen. Road to Tyranny, Police State 2000, Endgame, Terror Storm, Obama Deception. These are all evergreen. They'll watch these in 100 years and it'll be just as powerful. Why? Because it's precise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.